Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive!
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez. And who might you be?
I'm your co-host, Alex Mitchell.
Yeah, and yeah,
we're in the middle of a
spooktacular, spooky month of Spooktober?
Alright.
Octospook?
Are octopuses scary?
Yes.
I don't think they are.
No, they're not scary in a spooky way, but they're scary in like a...
They were
imagine being in the ocean and one came near you.
On Netflix, they're on the list of cutest animals.
Okay, you're swimming in the ocean. Minding your own business.
Not like a giant one.
And a fucking octopus comes up near you.
A little one would be fine.
What do you do? Imagine?
I think I'd want to touch it.
No.
Not a giant one.
And then, because they got the beaks...
Nah, see, now you're just trying to scare
them. No, fuck them. They don't... And they're supposed to be smart and shit.
Yes, they are.
I saw a thing once.
They can get out of a tiny hole.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. So, yeah, October, Halloween is drawing nearer and nearer. And, you know, it's the time for candy.
Time for...
For peace on earth, goodwill towards skeletons.
Yes.
So,
even though those are scary.
They're inside of us.
They are.
Inside of us is a spooky skeleton.
He controls your body.
No, your brain controls your body.
No, the skeleton and brain work together.
The brain is like a parasite controlling the skeleton. And when the skeleton comes out, it gets its revenge.
Yes.
So, I guess with that bit of spooky business and... You guys being scared properly now because skeletons are scary.
Hey, and octopuses are too.
Yeah, imagine an octopus with a human skeleton inside of it.
That's kind of scary. I don't think I want
that. Let's get on with the show then. So, tonight. Well, for you, it might be the morning or whatever. We are recording again, and it's proper for this month.
And your town kind of looks like a poltergeist kind of neighborhood.
Is there a sleepy looking, like, suburb that looks like a stereotype generic suburb?
Universal backlot.
Yes.
A horror film.
So, it's another... After midnight episode. Technically right now, it's not after midnight, but I'm sleepy as shit.
Yeah.
You're wide awake.
Yeah.
And this is your episode. You're in control of it.
So.
And we're going to talk about some, and as
something near and dear to both of us. I think.
Yes.
So as you know, this is essentially a very light wrestling related podcast, but
we've tend to bring it up.
We've talked about wrestlers before, but this one needs needs to be mentioned, I think.
Yeah.
Because he is one of the spooky characters of wrestling.
When people think of scary and wrestling,
yeah, they think of this guy.
They think of this guy. And then they think of Viscera.
Yes. big old fat guy.
With a blonde mohawk.
Yes. But today we're going to be talking about The Undertaker.
Yeah.
So,
the dead man.
The dead man.
Dead man!
That's another thing we could talk about too.
I'm coming for you.
So, The Undertaker's like one of the most beloved, like,
motorcycle enthusiasts of all time.
Yes. we'll get into that also.
Yeah.
One of the most beloved, like, WWE or F, wrestlers, from any era, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I mean, 90s through,
I mean, like, when you consider the whole, like,
when was he introduced? 1990?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like 89 or 90. He barely missed like the 80s, but technically he messed around with like Hogan and all those 80s
doing
era.
Mess around, yeah.
Yes. Playing the sax and back of the cars.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely part of my wrestling childhood.
Yeah, because you were like watching when he, well, you said your brother showed you like old tapes and shit.
Like,
so
I started watching wrestling like around when I was 3 years old. Like my earliest memories of watching, but back when everyone looked like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
And when The Undertaker definitely looked like a cartoon character.
Yeah, because early on he looked like a Western kind of like, well, like a preacher sort of like, no, like not a preacher, but like
no,
a,
he
looked like an actual Undertaker.
Didn't
he?
Undertakers wore giant purple gloves.
You know, I wish they did.
He wore big purple gloves. He had the sleeves of his shirt ripped off,
kind of like a scarecrow sort
of
thing.
No, but like. Totally chopped with scissors, normal style. He wore a big purple tie, but it was like light gray purple. He wore like a fedora type thing with some purple.
And he had the noose, right? Or was that later?
That was later. And
he wore more gray, didn't he, initially? And then
no, it was grayish purple.
Yeah, and then it turned like more brighter purple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And his hair was still kind of orangish.
And kind of curly.
Yes.
Wavy, I should say.
Mullety.
Yeah.
Kind of like a mullet deal.
So, like, when he first showed up, it was, like, Survivor Series. And he's also teamed up with, like, Ted DiBiase. And, like, it's weird.
The Million Dollar Man.
All these weird characters that, like, existed back then. You had, like, a dentist, and we'll bring up who that is
Isaac
later.
Isaac Yankum DBS.
Yeah, you had, like, a dentist.
Who could he be?
Yeah. You had like that. You had a repo man, like a garbage truck driving dude. You had like a, like all these like weird
wrestlers were cartoon characters back then.
But the thing to me about The Undertaker is like his thing was cool. Like the bumblebees or whatever the hell they were. Like that's not a cool like character. And like I feel kind of bad for the guy who like could have gotten like the whole dead man gimmick and then oh this guy's gonna be like. I don't know, like a fucking a white dude pretending to be a black guy for, like, so like
he was the African Dream.
Yes,
come on.
But I mean, like you obviously have characters that are going to be fun, but not well renowned by the end of the
late '80s.
Yeah,
to mid '90s was a time in wrestling when.
Like anything could just be
things,
a character.
It was Saturday morning cartoons come to life, and it was. I know this sounds crazy, but I love that.
Yeah.
I personally know it's considered plebe tier.
Yeah.
That to me, I wish wrestling was cartoony again. And don't get me wrong, I love the Attitude Era. That is my favorite era, but there's something just so charming about like.
No, and I agree. Like watching, like, cause it's like what DiBiase and all them, like, all these like weird random characters coming out to like Soul Brother Jive Music. I'm like, okay, like this is fun. And then
the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, you had like all and the Ultimate Warrior, obviously this
Tatanka.
Yeah. Tito Santana as the Matador kind of.
Yeah, you had all this weird shit, you know?
So like you had but then with
Kamala,
all that the big giant
we can go on. They were cartoony.
But basically like the difference with the Undertaker was like he was like cool cartoony. Like, I mean, he was, like, kind of, like, cartoony, and then he became, like, cool, I guess.
Well, that's when the Attitude Era started coming in, when he toned down the cartoonist and became grim and, like, evil.
Yeah, and then eventually he became, like, satanic.
Yeah.
So, like...
But for the most of the early 90s, he was the Undertaker!
So, the Undertaker had a manager, and people who don't know, a manager isn't literally, like, the guy who's, like... trying to get you bookings and stuff. He's just a guy that talks for you. And
it's your hype man, kind of, basically.
And he had, I guess, like a mortician-type character.
Yeah, well, no, pale-faced-looking. He was a pallbearer.
Yeah.
Thus his name being pallbearer.
And Percy Pringle, who plays pallbearer, that's his real name.
Wait.
That's his real name.
His real name is Pringle?
Yeah.
In fact, guy with the mustache, it is Percy Pringle.
I hope he had some Pringles in his time. Oh, wow. But he was actually a mortician.
A funeral director.
A funeral director, yes. Yeah. Not a mortician. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I know he was a funeral director.
Yeah, so there was kind of like some cool like connection there.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, his original guy right before Paul Bearer was Brother Love. Which is weird to me that they would pair those two off.
Oh, you know, you got a Brother Love.
A guy with a red face talking about love and the lore or something. so, yeah, Paul Bearer was like this kind of creepy looking, like kind of chubby dude.
Almost like...
He looked like an Addams Family kind of character.
He looked kind of like Gomez Adams ate the new Gomez Adams. But I fucking loved Paul Bearer.
So, let me ask you, because I wasn't watching wrestling as a kid... But I'll get into my Undertaker story in a bit. Were you ever like afraid of the Undertaker?
No,
because there were people that are fans that said that he used to strike fear into the hearts of children.
I fucking loved the Undertaker. I loved everything about him. I love the spooky angle. I love the entire gimmick. I love the thing with the urn.
Oh yeah, so he's got this like golden
urn that Paul Bearer carries.
And a lot of people always wonder like what's in the urn, like whose ashes are they and all that. Some people say it's the Undertaker's parents. I don't know. Like,
there's been many different things.
The Undertaker has a lot of weird lore to him.
Yes,
also,
and a lot of lore that's been retconned hundreds of times.
And someone wrote a book, like an actual novel about.
Yeah.
So. I know. Yeah, it's weird.
But he is, yeah, and...
The urn gives him, like, power.
I remember, I don't know what event it was for, but when The Undertaker died, he was buried in his coffin.
He's died many times.
Yeah, but this is the first time it happened.
Okay.
And I remember us renting the VHS of it.
Yeah.
And this probably was, like, 94, 90, probably 94.
Like, in your house kind of thing, like,
and those things. Got buried. I don't know who he was going against, but he got buried... in his coffin, and then I guess the storyline was the Undertaker was missing for like a whole entire year.
Yeah,
it was probably so Mark Calloway could take a rest, you know. So
yeah, because I think he had an injury or something.
But it was built up to the point where like my brothers had the old WWF wrestling magazines, and I remember reading them when I was little, and this was probably like must have been like 2 years after it already happened, but I was reading through them and like, yeah, they were totally hyping it up. The like sightings of the Undertaker at the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was like all these spooky things.
That's weird.
And then there was like a Titantron thing that happened where all of a sudden the Undertaker appears, and then he's like, "You will rest in peace," and it's like, "Oh, he's coming back."
So what happens?
He comes back and. When he came back, he was a little less cartoony looking. He wasn't leather, you know, ministry style Undertaker yet. But he, like, this is when Undertaker started getting into his just wearing, like, gray gloves. And, like, the ads here, like,
okay,
normal black.
I thought you were going to talk about how fake Undertaker showed up.
Oh, God, you can talk about that shit.
It's nothing worth noting. It was essentially the same thing. He got buried. A fake one came back, and then two Undertakers fought each other.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's silly, but not to the point where it's entertaining.
So Undertaker many times has gotten buried.
Yes.
And then he'll go away. But it's just because the dude who plays him has been injured a few times. And
yeah.
He's lucky that his gimmick actually... has a built-in way of taking time off.
Yeah, like dying, coming back.
Yeah, because his gimmick, like most other wrestlers' gimmicks, don't really allow that. They have to come up with a complicated story reason.
Yeah. Or even worse, oh, they got injured. And they need to, like, nowadays, that's what happens. Because, yeah. And it's like, you know, because I think it's been so exposed now. People know what happens to everyone. But to me, it's like, oh, hey, John Cena got injured or something. And it's like, you have your top guy and you're touting that you got injured. He's
eating Subway with Superman or something.
What?
Or with Scooby-Doo. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
That's why he can wrestle. He's eating Subways with Scooby-Doo and Superman.
So, yeah. God damn it. So, like, to me, I think that's cool that you have a way of protecting.
He has a nice out for when times like that happen. So, because of that, The Undertaker has died many times or rest in peace many times.
Yes.
And it's always this. It's always really the same thing. He gets put into a coffin, and or he goes missing, and then he comes back. And usually, when he comes back, he's a little different.
Yeah.
Or he, for a while, that was happening. But '90s Undertaker, early '90s Undertaker was the cartoony one. Then all of a sudden, it became brighter purple. And then all of a sudden, the purple sort of went away, and it became all in black.
Yeah. And this is another important part of the Undertaker's history was. When Kane showed up, I think.
It's gotta be Kane.
It's gotta be Kane. Kane is the Undertaker's brother. Not his real brother, but in storyline.
No, we're talking about... It's totally his real brother.
There's a lot of people who think that there's a lot of dumb theories about...
No, they're called Marks.
There are people that think that there are multiple Undertakers and multiple Kanes.
They're Marks. They're Marks.
Yes.
We on this podcast are technically Smarks.
Yes.
But yeah.
But the thing is, Kane to me is like a good foil for the Undertaker. He's fire and brimstone.
Oh no, now he's just a dude in a suit.
Yeah, no, he's not that anymore. Now he's just back to the half mask thing. Then the
Fuck the hat. Okay, I'm gonna
you just, like the full mask.
I'm gonna say something. When I saw Kane be introduced.
Yes. Bad Blood. Right.
I was there for the beginning, and. He was a dude from head to toe. He was covered. All his arms were covered. He had this awesome, like, suit. He had these awesome gloves. He had a mask that completely covered his face, and he was a mute. And his story line was he was the Undertaker's brother, and Kane accidentally burned the family to death.
Yeah.
And he burned in the fire, too. And so he was presumed dead until he came back.
With Paul Bearer.
Because Paul Bearer, at this point... Him and The Undertaker were Splitsville. They weren't...
Yeah, and he was feuding with, like, Mankind, and that's why he joined
Based Mankind.
There are so many... Okay, and that was the weird thing when I was looking up the history of The Undertaker that I didn't watch, was that he was feuding with, like, three dudes at one point. It was, like Paul Bearer, like, Mankind, like, Kane,
Paul Bearer's a different
Shawn Michaels.
Paul Bearer was like, a different kind of feud.
It's a personal one and not, like, a...
It was more of a story-only feud. Whereas the one with Mankind, to me, that's one of my probably first feuds that I really hooked onto when I was young. And it was great.
And that, of course, led to the memorable Hell in a Cell moments.
One of the most memorable matches in wrestling history.
Yeah.
Like, if people are going to do top five, that's going to be in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty great when Kane got introduced, and he's this burn victim, he's a mute. But then, you know... That was my phone for anyone interested. And that, if you heard that sound, I like Star Trek. But he was a mute, and it was interesting. But
because he's as big as The Undertaker, pretty much. Like give or take, like, an inch or two or so. Like,
but
they're around the same height, the same, like...
But you wouldn't think that?
Like, yeah, because Undertaker looks, like, a bit, like, he looks strong, and then Kane looked, like, big and tall, but not necessarily, like, well,
Kane,
like strong.
Kane was imposing as hell. And
yeah.
Like, how he came out with the fire, and it was just...
The music and everything. And that's the other thing. I think for wrestlers, you need a good song. And if you don't have a good song, you're kind of dead in the water.
Them both have had great themes. And of course, they've updated them a little bit over time.
But they always kind of retain their core elements.
Yeah.
Of, you know.
But Kane was a way to keep The Undertaker fresh. I know you had this, like, sort of fight between them, but... Of course, Kane had they needed him to start talking, so he got a voice box thing, and it was supposed to be like, he had like a trach or something, and
the trachea,
he talked like this.
God and damn it, I hated that.
I was okay with it, because I'm like, okay, sure, it's like still kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as time went on, he loses the mouth part of the mask, and it's
then
like,
he talks, and then...
And it's like, well, see, once that happened, he wasn't scary anymore. Everything that was frightening about him vanished, and it was like, he's a cool guy now. Yeah. And
they made him, like, fun, and they made him do silly things.
Not at first, but then eventually they started doing that, and then Then he unmasked, and it's like, this is big, ugly, baby-looking bald guy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this guy's not scary-looking.
No.
And then he put on a suit eventually.
Yeah, you're jumping years.
But yeah,
years, but this isn't about Kane.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know, now, I like Kane.
Next year we could do Kane, because he was a spooky wrestler, but...
Yeah.
So, the Undertaker, for the most part during the 90s, he had that, and then, something started happening in the mid to late 90s during, you know, Attitude Era.
Where he became, like, a satanic cult leader.
So, the whole spooky, dead man thing was kind of growing stale, I guess.
Yeah.
Not stale, but, like, people wanted something...
New.
Gritty and realistic, because at the time...
Everything was becoming either gritty or way too over the top.
The cartooniness was kind of going away.
Yeah.
Things
are becoming more sexualized.
The only cartoony stuff was the sexualized stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to up him. So now he donned leather.
He had like a mantle, didn't he? Like these shoulder pads of like death. Like,
and so at first, yeah, he looked grim as fuck. Like he was brutal looking. But then they decided to give The Undertaker a bunch of friends.
Yeah, this is the ministry, right?
This is kind of when, like, I was like, I don't really care about Undertaker right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I didn't really care about the ministry.
Because weren't you like DX and Stone Cold?
I love DX and Stone Cold, yeah.
Okay. And that's the thing about wrestling back then, is it seems like you had, like, this plethora of, like, memorable characters that people liked. And maybe it's just because less people are watching now, but you don't really have that as much right now.
So he's hanging out with a bunch of goth dudes.
Yeah. So you had like Bradshaw, Ron Simmons, Edge and Christian, right, for a little bit, and Gangrel.
Oh my God, Gangrel was so fucking stupid. Here's this like
that's a spooky character,
here's
sort
this
of
chubby looking dude and, who looks like a chubby version of Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
And
he spits blood and...
And he's supposed to be, like, interviewed with a vampire-style sexy...
He's wearing the Jerry Seinfeld pirate shirt. The puffy shirt.
He's so stupid. I fucking hate Gangrel. But... And then all of a sudden, Undertaker starts having this giant cape thing. And it looks... Yeah. It's like a leather Dracula cape. And, he shaves his, like, mustache off and... gets this weird goatee-looking thing, and even at one point, he has, like, a top notch on top of his head.
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on this? And, oh, he's, like, doing, like, weird, like, speaking in tongues and doing satanic.
And there's, like, and it's supposed to be satanic, and it's playing big into the era of, like, Marilyn Manson and, like...
Yeah.
All this, the second era of satanic panic sort of shit.
So, what are your thoughts on this era of The Undertaker?
I thought it would be my least favorite until something happened later.
Okay.
At the
time, okay.
At the time, I was like, "This is, I don't know."
It was cheesy.
I still like The Undertaker at this time, but he stopped becoming like a favorite of mine because I liked The Undertaker by himself. I didn't like him with a bunch of just like guys with hoods, and it looked kind of stupid. And like seeing Viscera march around with him was dumb.
Yeah, and you know what? Like he had like WrestleMania matches that weren't really that interesting to me.
But then he started nailing people to his logo.
Yeah. Oh, like, and then they lynched the Big Boss Man.
And then, yes, they did. And then there's the stuff with Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, where he kidnaps Stephanie McMahon. And then there's the whole corporate ministry thing that's too complicated to get into. Like,
and
it's weird that you could say wrestling is I wouldn't say complicated, it's convoluted.
Yeah.
There's too much stuff going on.
My big issue with this era of Undertaker was that it took a very simple concept of the dead man. Here's a guy who keeps coming back from the dead and who is, you know, dead. And it turned him into, like, this weird satanic leader slash might be the devil.
Yeah.
Sort of character with a bunch of lackeys. Like, the Undertaker being, like, solo is what made... It's like the Sting problem when Sting joined NWO.
Well, that just didn't make sense.
No. See, it's when solo characters joining teams rarely ever works. And this is true in comic books, too. Unless there's a point. But this was weird because it was the Undertaker not joining a team. Undertaker creating his own, like...
Do you think that makes him look weak, that he needs a bunch of dudes to do his...
It does. Not only that, it takes away the aspect of, like, this is a force of nature.
Yeah.
This is, like,
all that could really do was make the other guys look cool.
But it didn't.
And that's the thing. Like, Edge and Christian had to be goofy guys to get to become popular.
Yeah.
So like,
and so you had this stable of just like
and Bradshaw and Ron Simmons had to become drinking guys that were basically just like
always pounding
ass or whatever. Yes. Yeah. So
and it's then not there's like a cowboy who's always on like news stations.
Yes. You know? So there you go.
Yeah, that era of Undertaker, I just thought like there's more interesting wrestlers, and of course, you know, I had a bunch at the time to watch it.
Yeah.
DX was there, and
you also had WCW guys. Yeah,
Mankind was fucking great, and he's the Mick Foley stuff. Undertaker was just like, well, and it wasn't like I didn't have a thought process at the time of like, you know, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah,
looking back, I just I can realize like, oh, I really didn't like, I wasn't as into him as I was before.
Yeah.
But
to me, that's neat that you at least had a lot to look forward to, whereas I know people that watch wrestling now say I only watch for these guys or that.
Yeah,
guy.
I mean, because
it's like
no matter what, like I always had multiple favorites. I always wasn't like just like one, but and so for while you did this, and okay, whatever. I don't know when it happened.
So he had another situation like what you said. He got injured. He had to go away for.
And I believe wasn't this a longer period of time?
It was like almost a year and a half, I think.
It was like almost 2 years, right?
Yeah.
I can remember a period in time where there wasn't any Undertaker on TV for a while.
Yeah.
And then.
So this is a point of contention and debate for people that
I think anyone who thinks that what we're about to say is a good era is full of shit.
There are some people I know that like this.
It's so stupid.
So
it's stupid.
Let's just say Biker Taker.
It's fucking dumb. He had a Kid Rock song.
And then he had a Limp Bizkit song.
This is the dumbest fucking change in gimmick ever. And there's been worse ones where it's like, that's stupid, that's lame. This was stupid because they dumped a good gimmick.
And got him worse.
To turn him into a fucking biker.
Yeah.
Like, here you have the Dead Man. The transition makes no sense. Like,
no, that's the thing too. Like, I had to ask him, what was the logical, like, reasoning for it? I had friends.
There was none.
Yeah, and
there was no story reason. All of a sudden we're just supposed to believe the Undertaker is now a biker.
Yeah. So, I mean,
an American Badass.
That was his nickname, the American Badass.
Oh, my God. He came out with short hair.
Yeah, and you know what? Like,
he's
everything, like, I would think of a biker at that time. Like, just, he had, like, the denim vest and the bandana.
And the tattoos. He always had tattoos before, but, like...
And I'm aware that he likes this aspect of his life, because he does motorcycle.
I'm be honest. He was, like, a lame version of Stone Cold. Because Stone Cold, to me, is the American Badass.
Yeah.
He's that badass character who drinks beers.
He's a Texas beer drinking...
The Texas Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And it's also in the Undertaker's, he's the tough guy with the denim jacket and looking all cool with wearing his jeans and
yeah.
Or his leather pants. And it was just, okay, now you're just another fucking random dude. Like,
and this was the problem I look back
with 2000s wrestling?
Where I look at like all these guys that were kind of just like calming down on the costumes and were just like dudes in jeans and shirts.
Like I would have understood if... they toned it down, like, the Dead Man angle a little bit, like, just toned it down where...
Like, got rid of the ministry, just had him be more back to his roots kind of thing.
But like, have it, like, I guess more, a little more realistic or whatever. But no, instead it was like, it completely did a weird, I like being a biker, so...
See, like, if he came in on a motorcycle as the Dead Man, I'm like... All right, I get that transition.
Like a you do like a Lemmy Kilmeister sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or not even that. Like, but keep the dead man angle is what was part. How do you throw that away and become like a redneck biker? Like,
yeah.
How do you go from supernatural force of evil?
And the thing is, they still called him the Undertaker.
And it was weird because it's like this is a different gimmick.
May as well have just been a different, completely different character.
He should have been the biker or something.
The biker.
Like, seriously, he changed gimmicks. And for some reason, they didn't want to admit that it was a gimmick change.
Yeah, that he was just riding bikes.
And during this period of time, they rarely ever referenced or talked about...
like the Ministry
or... or Dead Man Undertaker. Yeah, yeah. It was always like, you know, he's...
he's here.
And always coming on his motorcycle, and it's like... the matches were less exciting, and it's like...
I also want to say that this led to, like, the... that era, like, not, I wouldn't even call it an era, just the transitional change of, like, more, like, studio-produced music to, like, getting, like, Tattoo and, like, then
yes.
Limp Bizkit and, like, all these other, like,
this
artists.
Was around, and, yeah, this was around the same era where that started happening, but the problem is just me watching this, and I had always thought this was just, like, this isn't the character that we wanted. This isn't the character that people like loved. This is just Mark Calloway saying, I don't want to play a spooky bad guy anymore. I just want to
show up to work.
Like, what if he had been into fishing or shit? Would he come out and, like
just on a boat, a motorboat just coming down?
I really like to think it's a case of he started seeing a lot of the newer wrestlers were just didn't really have gimmicks, and he was like, "Well, I like motorcycles, so I'll just do that." But the problem is, the other wrestlers, yeah, they didn't really have gimmicks; they're just dudes. Because Mark Calloway is so old school, he still created a new gimmick.
Yeah,
it's not like I kind of would have understood if it was just Mark Calloway being Mark Calloway. Whatever, fine. But he made a new character. It's like a dentist becoming a giant burned psychopath.
That's insane. I don't know if that would ever happen.
It's like that. It's a complete changeover where you're like...
But that's a case of that literally not being the same character. Yeah. Like, they don't acknowledge that.
But instead happened. They're just like, no, it's the same character. What they did, they tried to do is like a DC Comics reboot. Where it's like the new 52, The Undertaker.
Where you're supposed to, well, remember all the great matches they had at Survivor Series and with Kane as Undertaker.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But people liked it.
I know some people liked it. I know people are more willing now to look back and say they liked it versus at the time saying that they like it. And then they had the whole Big Evil thing, which is just an evil version of the biker thing.
But it was so stupid. And yet, so he has this new gimmick, yet he still does the backwards eye thing.
And that's where it's kind of like, well, this is just kind of
silly. It's like, you can't do this, Undertaker. You're not the dead man anymore. But then, of course, finally, well, not even, see, because when he returned to being the Dead Man, they actually worked it in story that something was happening. He was changing and shit.
And they brought Paul Bearer back, and they did all these cool things. It was against Kane, and, you know, and they brought back the concept of, you know, lightning strikes and the gong and all the big hat and everything.
And then, this was like the rebirth. This is like DC Rebirth.
Yeah, sort of.
He's an Undertaker again. But he's a Wild West Undertaker.
Yeah, and they had the Johnny Cash stuff
And here's what I'm about to say. I think had the Undertaker come back like that instead of the American Badass, that would have been a proper update of the character.
Yeah.
Like, okay, look, still the same gimmick, but you've made it a little more realistic.
You put a bit of legend onto it.
He's wearing a duster and a hat. Yeah. Cool. Look, you don't have to, but... you know, they didn't. We had, like, how long was it to Biker Taker? Like, was that 10 years? Or
that was, like, 4, but...
it felt like fucking forever.
That's the thing. Because we're used to normal TV shows where a season is literally,
it's couple months. It's week to week.
Yeah. Wrestling, if you've got a career wrestling in WWE for, like, 6 years, that's a lot of fucking time.
If anyone ever tells you, like, hey, do you have, like... because I've heard people say, like, what season is that? It's like, what season is that?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck. Imagine if they release these on Blu-ray.
Well, that's why they have that on-demand thing now. And even all those episodes aren't uploaded because there's just so much shit.
Well, I mean, you have 52 episodes a year.
Yes.
Because there's 52 weeks in a year.
And then you have to add SmackDown.
Yeah, so
that's like 130. four.
Yeah, it adds up. Then you have all the events that happen.
And the ECW stuff. And so
speaking of events, but really fast, the Undertaker pretty much is now, he's just a dead man again.
But sort of.
But
it's like he comes out with the duster and the hat, and then he's wearing like a singlet with pants MMA gloves.
It was a good compromise they made where he still has his gimmick of dead man. But slowly as he wrestles, he's like a dude. But
it's things that he likes, because I know he's into MMA and boxing, that kind of stuff.
But so. He still has the dead man angle, and it seemed to please everyone. It was a meeting in the middle, and it wasn't like...
And he changes up his look every now, like he'll have the long hair, then he had a mohawk 1 year, and then it's
that looked dumb.
Yeah,
it is. This is old man with the mohawk.
Yeah.
So, speaking of events, he is known for one event. Yes. In particular, that recently...
Well, let's just say WrestleMania is his...
Was.
It was like the thing that, even though the match was... I don't care about the main card or whatever, this is the thing I want to see, which is...
The Undertaker.
The streak, which is essentially he's been undefeated for like all these years, and then...
Then came the Bork.
So, Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker wrestled before, but never at WrestleMania.
And...
At WrestleMania 30...
No one thought he would lose to the Bork.
Because, to me, it's like... Brock Lesnar hadn't had an undefeated streak. Because he'd been beat by Triple H and John Cena. He beat CM Punk and all that. So it's like, okay, this can go either way. But everyone's thinking, like, it's The Undertaker. Like, no... Like there's almost no point in watching an Undertaker match. And you're not
thinking the fucking Bork is going
to
beat him.
Yeah, you're not really... At a certain point, I remember even saying to my friend, like this match feels kind of... pointless.
But what happened?
Well, I was there, not at the WrestleMania.
But saw it live.
I did see it live with a couple friends.
The Bork beat him.
Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker 3 F5s and beat him. And it was weird because it's like when you saw the 3 count go, you're like, did the ref fuck up? Like that shouldn't have happened.
It's,
like
it's Bork.
Yeah.
No, it's Bork.
And it was like. The whole audience in the arena was like
dead silent.
It was like this weird like moment of like silence followed by anger, confusion, like,
it was like
some people were happy, a lot of people weren't, and like it was just weird. And that's where you get the famous meme with the black dude like in shock.
Yes.
Cuz it was such an iconic shot.
It's like how can this happen?
Yeah.
And why him?
And to me it's like when that happened, I think they should have just had him retire.
It was the end of an era, but he didn't retire, of course.
No, and then he wrestled Bray Wyatt and beat him, which was, to me, was stupid.
Cause it doesn't,
was
like, because now it doesn't matter. He has no streak anymore.
And to me, it's like, well, if you had him go 22-2, that would have been a nice number to go, and then it would have put over a younger guy.
But no, instead they put over Bork.
And then, yeah, you put over Brock, although they've kind of used Brock... well enough to where he's a draw, but at the same time, whoever beats Brock isn't really going to look credible.
It should have been a younger wrestler, an up-and-comer,
yeah.
But instead it was a giant gorilla man.
Some people are saying that if a younger wrestler beat The Undertaker, that he never would have been able to actually recover.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's a hindsight situation.
Now there's rumors that Mark Calaway, The Undertaker, is going to retire for good.
Yeah.
Because his body is fucked up. He's old.
He only really wrestles... once a year. Recently, he's been wrestling like 2 or 3 times a year.
I think is a sign that he's drawing down.
Yeah.
He's
been drawing down for a while.
He's putting up a few more matches, and then he's going to probably... There's probably going to be some big, giant retirement thing.
And he usually does like a house show, but it's a tag team, so he doesn't have to do the brunt of the work.
Yeah,
And a lot of people are saying that his last match will probably be against someone like John Cena. People aren't sure, like, if... Because Sting essentially had to retire because he had a fucked up back.
Yeah.
So no one's ever going to get the Sting versus Taker match that they wanted. So I don't know. Like right now, like it's kind of weird. He hasn't been on TV in a long time.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
he beat Shane McMahon at WrestleMania recently.
Yeah.
So it was like, again, it was like after Brock, it didn't feel like special.
Who gives a fuck now?
Yeah, it didn't feel special. And I like Bray Wyatt, but it's like, even if you win or lose, it doesn't feel like a big moment. And
Glenn Danzig loves Bray Wyatt, too.
Yes, he does. Because he's essentially supposed to be like the second coming of The Undertaker, but Vince... It's weird. Vince loves the guy, but keeps having him lose and shit. But whatever. This isn't about Bray Wyatt, although he could have a Halloween episode.
So overall, in the sort of the legacy of him. He's one of the...
I would say that, like, among the likes of, like, Hulk Hogan and...
He's up...
And even John Cena at this point, he is among the most beloved, like,
wrestlers. He will be one of the wrestlers that's remembered many years from now.
Yes.
You know, people will...
People call him legendary already, and he's still not done.
He is a legend of wrestling. He will be remembered amongst the greats.
And there's so many stories
you can tell. Non-wrestling fans know about him.
And that's the other thing, too, to me. It's like Hogan and like John Cena to some extent, he's recognizable outside of
wrestling. If you're known outside of wrestling fandom, that's it. You're set.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, Shawn Michaels, as much as we love the guy...
Yeah, that's the thing. People don't recognize
him. And as fucking amazing of a technical wrestler he is, he is...
In the top, WWE did their top 50 greatest superstars. Shawn Michaels was number one, and number two was The Undertaker.
See, and that's the thing. Shawn Michaels, for wrestling fans, will be... To me, he is one of the greats.
Yeah, of course.
But in terms of, like, the pop cultural landscape...
And just being a character, I think, to me. And that's the thing, too, is I knew about The Undertaker before I even really got into wrestling.
Well, because...
Because my friend played a video game, and his cousin came over, he had wrestling games, and I always played with them. But the thing was, like, all these other guys didn't stand out to me, but it's like, this guy looks cool. The fucking Undertaker. Yeah. And so I've always picked him, because I just thought he was interesting.
Yeah. So,
but he's beloved by many people.
Well, he's not the greatest. He's not a technical wrestler.
No, but he's a showman, and he could do some weird shit every now and then.
But we need to remember... The great thing about him isn't his wrestling. The great thing about him is his showmanship.
Yeah.
It's...
Dedication to his character.
Also, in general, he's a fucking awesome guy.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, that's the thing, too. Most wrestlers nowadays tend to be, like, really cool dudes.
Yeah.
Like,
this isn't more of an episode on The Undertaker himself and his career and less about the back locker room stuff.
Yeah.
There are so many fucking awesome stories about him.
Yeah, and which, I could probably bring those up another time.
Which eventually we'll have to get to because... Because
he's done some cool things for people.
He's put his foot down a lot.
And said no to Vince McMahon when Vince wants to do something.
He's put Shawn Michaels in his place a few times.
Yes. Okay, so as you know, real quick.
Before we go into the comments.
The Click, right? Which is Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, yes. Triple H, bunch of politicking dicks. He made his own thing called the Bone Street Crew.
Yeah.
Which was like basically him and like... The Godfather and like a few other dudes. Basically, it was essentially the Ministry. Yeah, so it was like those were the guys that he said like we're gonna stand in and help you if like the Click's trying to.
They were the anti-Click. They were the Justice League.
Yeah,
and the Click were the
Legion of Doom.
Yes.
So,
not the actual Legion of Doom.
No, differently.
yeah. So he Mark Calloway.
We mean the actual Legion of Doom, not the wrestling Legion.
So Mark Calloway himself is fucking awesome, and we're gonna eventually do a Mark Calloway episode where we just do a lot of cool facts and stuff about the Undertaker. This is the Undertaker, just sort of giving a glimpse of.
There is one thing the Undertaker fears, and I don't know if I want to say it on this one or if I want to save it.
Save it for
that. I will save it. You have to tune in for that because it's a very funny
thing. We're doing this a little different today. Since a lot of stuff has been happening for me.
Yeah. You've been busy, so...
He's found the comments. Now...
So this is almost a return to wrestling corner, actually.
But I'm going to read them fresh. I haven't read any of these.
Yeah.
So I'm going to... As I read them, I'm probably... Because usually I farm the comments, and I kind of know what I'm going to be saying anyways. Because, like, I'm expecting things. Do not know what I expect here. And knowing the shit you used to get for our Wrestling Corner episodes, I'm going to probably be very surprised. So, we'll start off with...
El Jefe.
So, The Undertaker is my favorite wrestler of all time. He was what a metalhead needed, a darkness that was good but still brooding, still walking the line of evil, yet still being a face. He brought mysticism and integrity in a character that wasn't hokey. He never broke kayfabe and still hasn't. He is what is great about wrestling and will always be my favorite. Note, I am ignoring Biker Taker.
So, again, this is a sentiment shared by many as well.
Yeah, you just forget that. None of that ever happened.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just forget about that whole era of wrestling in general.
I don't think I have any comments about Biker Taker.
Good.
So, there you go.
That's not a thing. All right. So, Facebook and YouTube comments.
Yeah. So these are from many fans from around the world.
All right. I'm already looking forward to this. The Undertaker is one of the most iconic wrestlers of all time, and he's still wrestling today. I know that I will cry the day he finally hangs up his boots for good. Thank you, The Undertaker.
So yeah, cool. Simple comment. Yeah, you know.
That's nice. Yeah, I'll be sad when he passes away.
I think he means just retiring in general.
Oh, well.
He's died many times. Aaron. You should be used to it. Yes. Now.
Okay. The Undertaker is the last of the old school wrestlers where their music hits and you can get chills up and down your spine. Very true.
Yeah. And like I said, it's always except for the Kid Rock and the Limp Bizkit. Again, but yeah, always had good music. It's based off the funeral march. And yeah. So.
And with bong.
Yeah. The bell or whatever it is.
Undertaker is the best, and I am a fan of Undertaker.
So,
okay. We're already kind of... this is a typo, okay.
Yeah.
If there was a countdown on 100 WWE legends, The Undertaker would be one of them. Yeah, that makes sense.
It literally is a statement.
Okay.
That didn't need to be
made. You are my number one WWE superstar. You will not rest in peace.
I don't see... That to me is a weird statement because... I don't know, like, you will, it sounds like you want...
He's telling him, you will not die, but singing, I guess, I don't know. When I was a kid, I always knew that you were a dead man brought back to life.
Yeah.
That's true, kind of.
Well, no, but I mean, I think he thinks it for real.
Well, it's gonna be a mark, alright? Okay, so this is a guy number one, guy number two thing.
Okay.
Guy number one. What? In the what? The Rock, GGGG, Vierce, Triple H, in The Undertaker, The Demon, in the Fenon Streak, in the Raish vs. Shawn Michael in WrestleMania, in the win with The Undertaker, in the Raish vs. Brock Lesnar, in the WrestleMania, in the win, Brock Lesnar, cry, emoji, in The Undertaker, fails, guy two. And you just suck your boyfriend's dick.
So I don't know what I found.
I don't know what's going. Who's Raish? What's going on?
I don't know. I think wrestles is what.
Raish Al Ghul. Okay. Why was that response? I don't understand.
I don't know.
All right. You all owe fight. What? I can help you, but the first fist is $1 million.
These are just random comments.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
You will all fight. I can help. What? Oh, sure. You will all fight. Only you and John Cena is the real champion, boss. Never quit, boss. Waiting for your match soon, dear.
Dear. Undertaker fans are the best.
The real champion, Bouse. Never quit, Bouse. Waiting for your match soon, dear. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that turned into very, like, loving at the end.
He's tender love and care for The Undertaker.
Undertaker opponents for WrestleMania 33 will be Stephanie McMahon because Vince loves her but want to teach her a lesson she will never forget. LOL. What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I want my daughter to get beaten in the ring. Teach her a lesson, yeah.
I've heard weird stories about Vince that I will save
for
another Vince episode.
A lot of stories about him are very similar to Donald Trump.
I just found this out about Donald Trump, so.
And they also have wrestled together, yeah. Kind of. That's weird to say that about a presidential nomination.
That he's a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's really fucking weird. Okay. Oh, okay. The only thing that ruins WWE is still all the acting. Planned. Stage managed. Yes, wrestling is not real. They need to act, because if they didn't, it would be a bunch of dudes saying, we're going to wrestle today, because that's what was booked.
And if it was all, like, non-stage.
Good job.
It would be, like, hugging and takedowns.
Oh, man, you did that really good. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, that's pretty fucking good, brother.
I'm going to go home, because it's time to leave.
Let's go do a bunch of steroids and get fucked up now.
Yep.
But we don't do steroids, because the wellness policy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Alberto Del Rio, like, got proposed to or some shit.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. That is an that's not an episode anyone would care about, but that's been a saga and a half.
Whatever. I saw he threw a rope near us once.
Yes, he did.
Was patron.
Yeah, that was scary.
Okay, let's see. Vince, you're a fool. I hate WWE because of Vince. Jesus Christ did a miracle now because of the streak. I'm unsubbing and not watching this again. Bye-bye, WWE.
Yeah.
Vince is a fool.
All right. And Jesus did the miracle.
Jesus. Guy one. Why is The Undertaker look older now? Guy two. His body is decomposing because he died in the 80s.
Yes.
You're a dead man, Ramsey. Oh, shit. By the way, he was in Suburban Commando.
Yes, he was.
Please watch that. It's a hilarious movie with the guy who killed Gawker.
Yes. They will leg drop after banging his friend's wife.
God, Gawker was fucking terrible. Okay. Okay. Jesus, does this guy ever break character? He doesn't when coworkers die. He doesn't in interviews. Someone needs to tell him wrestling ain't real.
I'm pretty sure he's aware of
it. I'm sure behind the scenes he does, not in front of fans on camera.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
People are great.
Let's see. This is religious symbol. What the fuck did I just read right there? Oh my God. What? This is a religious symbol. The midget represents the Antichrist, a.k.a. the Anti-Undertaker. What the fuck? And the Undertaker is the true Christ. The true rings of Saturn.
I wasn't aware that was a thing.
What does any of that mean?
I don't know.
Why is the midget represents the Antichrist? Who's... Are they talking about Hornswoggle?
No, he's talking about a little person they dressed up as the Undertaker, so the Undertaker could beat him up.
Okay.
But I still don't really see how that represents the Antichrist and all that.
No, the Anti-Undertaker.
Oh, yes.
I kissed a girl called Jasmine, and I feel guilty because I just do. I'm not reading that. I'm not reading that.
I don't know why that was. That was literally on an Undertaker, like, post.
This gentleman is saying that she has certain endowments that
are to his liking
are kind of floppy.
Yes.
And he needs help.
Nothing related to the Undertaker.
So please send him help if you can. Guy number one. Hey, how is this so many views and how have so many watcher inside the stadium? Is this Illuminati or illusion? Because we all know this is fake. Guy number two. Just like how you watch anime with the 30-year-old tentacle man has a relationship with the 14-year-old schoolgirl, it's all your entertainment. If they had to do every sound and effect with real things, they would be Razor Ramon right now. Guy number one. But anime helped me masturbate. Ha ha! And this.
Yeah.
Welcome to the rice fields, motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Wrestling fans are weird.
Taker is an icon, but I think he is taking a lot of meetings to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, that happens when you get older. You go to the doctor more.
I think people... Okay, here's the thing I read is that people that aren't really up to up on how wrestling works, they think these guys are, like, invincible.
Oh, they are, you know. They totally are. They don't beat their bodies to hell and end up crippled when they're older.
Nope.
It doesn't happen. Last week, this is a long one, fuck, this is, okay, guy number one. Last week, my girlfriend invited me to her house. I found her sister alone in the house. She was unbelievably sexy. She wore a very tight miniskirt and was braless on that day. She told me that her sister had to rush somewhere and had to instruct her to tell me that she was make up for the meeting later that evening. We are to get married in a few weeks' time, and a little chit-chat. She whispered that she had feelings and desires for me that she couldn't... I'm still waiting for this, why this is about Undertaker. She told me that she wanted me just once before I got married and committed my life to her sister. What the fuck? Well, I was in total shock and couldn't say a word. She said, I'm going to my bedroom, and if you want one last fling, just come over and get me. I immediately turned around and walked through the front door to go to my car. I opened up the door, and lo and behold, my entire future family was standing outside all clapping. What the fuck? With tears in my eyes, my father-in-law hugged me and said, "We are very happy that you have passed our little test, and we couldn't ask for a better man for our daughter. Welcome to the family. Moral of the story, always keep your condom in the car." Guy number two. What's this got to do with the Undertaker? Guy number one. Ha 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 ha! Nothing! Why did I read that?
I don't know.
What the fuck did you...
This is an example of what people post on the Undertaker. Literally when they post a video like, hey, the Undertaker is pretty angry about, you know, something they say. They post...
I hope you guys got a good laugh at that joke. Okay. Undertaker tombstone power drives a guy in a turkey costume on Jimmy Fallon.
So this is a video that...
I thought that was a comment.
No. That's why I had it bolded for you. Yeah, this is a video that happened around last year's Thanksgiving. It was just a fun little sketch. There was no real rhyme or reason for it, though.
So let's see. It's videos like these that make me glad YouTube doesn't exist. I'm not even gonna try to justify it. Turkey is country, motherfuckers. Fuck America. Fuck United Kingdom. Fuck France. Fuck Italy. Fuck Russia. And fuck the non-Turkish.
I think he got very offended by what he interpreted as the Undertaker hating his country.
Okay. My aunt knows Jimmy Fallon and sells him tamales. I'm glad to know the Undertaker is tamales. I don't know why that makes me kind of happy. He should have given the prick Fallon the Owen Hart tombstone. Motherfuck, Jesus.
I don't know why people hate him. He's a nice guy.
I know the WWE is real, but this is a real fight with Turkey? What?
I think he thought that... I don't know.
Okay. Guy number one. Okay, I don't follow wrestling. Why the heck does Undertaker look like Kelsey Grammer, took a bunch of steroids, and spent winter booking? Oh my fucking god. He kind of does look like Kelsey Grammer. That's fucked up. Oh shit. Okay, guy number two. He's been in the WWE for 25 years, The Undertaker, and he's been wrestling for 34 altogether. He is 51, and he doesn't do steroids. He owns his own business with his wife, which is a fitness thing. He is the most respected man in WWE history and in wrestling, so don't take the mick. Undertaker since 1990. Guy number one. Have you ever seen Kelsey Grammer? He does look like Kelsey Grammer. That's so fucked up. I'm never gonna unsee that shit.
Just toss salad and scrambled eggs off the top.
Yes, Undertaker. Get Eddie and your tossed salad and scrambled eggs. And the final one. Everyone in the universe always asks. God fucking damn it. Everyone in the universe always asks about how big Batista's dick. The Undertaker's dick is Batista.
These are the fans of The Undertaker. We know not what they say sometimes, but we know... I think they're spookier than The Undertaker himself.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.